There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live talks careers.
Right, let's welcome our guests to the studio. Let's start with Habiba Al-Mareshi, who is from CSR Arabia. Habiba, lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Mark Serrera is the founder of Companies for Good. Mark, good to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Our two CSR experts and our HR expert and guest in residence, I feel, Toby Simpson.
Great to be here.
Nice to see you, Toby, from the Gulf Recruitment Group. Now, CSR and how this benefits companies and employees, how CSR culture is growing in the UAE, the region. We're hoping to look at some companies who've really benefited from introducing corporate social responsibility to their organisations, perhaps a case study. We'll come to all of that, but I wanted to start today because Claire and I were ruminating upstairs over what CSR actually is and what it means to companies and trying to pin down a definition. And it proved a little bit harder than I think either you or I anticipated.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Really?
Because it's one of those terms that's bandied around, but not everyone actually knows exactly what they should be doing or what it means within a company.
It's almost as though corporate social responsibility goes in line with sustainability, for example, and you kind of think, well, hold on, what did they actually really mean? So let's boil it down. Habiba, I'm going to start with you. As the person here from CSR Arabia, the floor is yours. How would you define corporate social responsibility to start?
Really, thank you very much. Okay, can I start to say that corporate social responsibility in its primitive form is really a philanthropy, and that's how it started,
right?
You know, and slowly but surely it started getting up the ladder into a more strategic form. The philanthropic part of it is more familiar with people and organizations, particularly in this part of the world, and it's connected with the culture, it's connected with religious perspective. But slowly and surely, organizations started realizing that there is more to corporate social responsibility than just the philanthropical part of it, you know. And they started looking at the organization as a whole. They started looking at their HR performances, as their environmental performances, at their economic performances, and it can mean different things to different people. And you cannot say that there is this model that I have to uniform implement it on everybody across the spectrum. Every organization takes it and try to translate it to what is more relevant to them. For example, if you look at entities in the hospitality sector, corporate social responsibility will mean a lot: the consumption of the resources, the output of the waste that they have, particularly food waste, because that's an issue that is very important. That's why they are identified with. You look at the built environment, you know, construction sector. Construction sector will look at corporate social responsibility again from a different perspective, because the built environment is a different game than the others. So they will be looking at the material that comes in, the space that it takes, the impact that it has, the energy consumption, the water consumption, the waste output. What do we do with it? How is the indoor quality air for the people that are residing in it? What's the energy efficiency in there? And so on and so forth. So there are so many things. When you come to the financial sector, the financial sector are looking at something completely different. They are looking at the governance, they are looking at corruption issues, they are looking at transparency, they are looking at the funding and all this. So it means different things to different people. But the general understanding of it is that when I am running my business, when I'm running my operations, be it government or private, my household, whatever, I'm taking into consideration the economic aspect of it, I'm taking into consideration the social aspect of it, and I'm taking into consideration the environmental aspect of it.
Okay, that's one definition. It's a very hard thing to pin down, is one of the things I took from that. But being better is, if I could praise it. Mark, what do you think? What social responsibility, corporate social responsibility to you? How would you define it?
Well, let me start by defining what I think it shouldn't be, and sometimes is in the real world. I believe corporate social responsibility shouldn't be greenwash. It should not be something that companies do once a year and then they put all their pictures in social media and tell everybody how fantastic they are.
Okay.
Initially, corporate social responsibility was about minimizing risks and doing philanthropy from time to time. Now, as Mrs. Habiba was saying very correctly, it has evolved a lot and it has changed towards looking at opportunities. And I completely agree with the thinking that each company should look at corporate social responsibility in a different way. The same way they have different business strategies, they should also have different either sustainability CSR strategies that are aligned with their values and with their business. Now, to me, CSR it can be summarized as thinking differently. So it's a new way of doing business, and it's a way that looks at finding win-win situations. What can we do as a business that really makes a difference to the world and at the same time brings more business and helps everybody be happier and stronger?
Okay, so in a way, thinking differently, time to reflect and time to be better. So the theme is emerging that it is just being better. Toby, what is it to you?
Well, it's far less expertly put than these guys, obviously. But my experience of CSR, or what I've seen from participating or being on the outside of it, is that there tends to be kind of two parts of it. There's, I think Mark touches on those once a year, the big showy CSR initiatives, like the, you know, the big charitable events that you get a huge amount of press out of. And basically that's there for companies that need to look, for want of a better word, a bit more cuddly. So you've got big firms out there, particularly think of, I don't know, Big Pharma or the banks, you know, or oil and gas companies, these sort of firms. And it's a strategic brand imperative to look a bit more cuddly. So going off and launching initiatives brings them more of a, I think they call it reputational capital. So Habiba, in fact, mentioned the construction industry. And you think about those guys, and largely the perception we have of construction firms and real estate developers, you know, within the region. Now, just think, instead of giving away a free car, or instead of kind of giving cash back, which everybody knows is baked into the price of the house you're buying anyway, what if those firms turned around and said something like, if a labourer works for us for 7 years, when they're finished working, we're going to build them a house back in their home country. Now, just imagine the message, the impression that the buying public, the purchasing public would have about a firm like that. All of a sudden, it makes them feel ethical. It makes them feel honest. It makes your relationship with them. It makes you want to trust them a bit more when you buy a house. So CSR isn't just philanthropy. It has a real marketing benefit. But those are the big showy things, but which doesn't apply to kind of 90% of our SMEs. The thing that's really important is our procurement and how we go about our procurement. And that's the basic ethical way of making sure not just your pencils are made from sustainable wood, but in pretty much everything you do. And some companies that, you know, we go through these pitches, and we'll put our pitch in, and eventually we'll get through to some Jobsworth in procurement, and he'll come back to us with a massive form to fill in, you know, asking us to disclose our audited statements, and you know what we have for breakfast, and what we're going to get our wife for Valentine's Day. And some of them are really boring, but actually one firm came to us with one of these procurement statements, and everything was about the fact we only work with ethical and sustainable partners. So you've got to prove that to us. And the way they messaged it was absolutely fantastic, because we spend billions on everything from pencils to services. And actually, if we can improve the way we spend that money, I think that's the real positive impact that CSR can have.
Couple of messages coming in on this one already. People obviously very interested in this topic. 4001 if you want to get involved. No name on this one, but really going to the point you made, Mark, CSR should be about becoming a good corporate citizen that contributes to society with high moral standards and helps improve society. Anything else is just PR. That goes to the photo opportunity situation you were discussing. Jayco says, when I worked for a large mining company, I managed the emergency medical and rescue services. Now, CSR was free emergency medical care to the surrounding community, and we did great work. Thank you for that, Jayco. Keep them coming in, 4001.
Tangible benefit there. I like your example there, Toby, because I'm thinking if I was working for a firm and they built me a house, I'd do an awful lot more work. I'd lay bricks at a speed you've never seen.
Quite right.
To be honest. But you make a very good point with that. CSR is the topic on Drive Live Talks Careers today. Habiba Almaresh is here from CSR Arabia. Mark Serrera is here from Companies for Good. He's the founder. And Toby Simpson from the Gulf Recruitment Group. How good are we at CSR in the UAE is a question we're going to try and answer next.
Drive Live Talks Careers.
Drive Live Talks Careers today, and it is all about CSR. Somebody texts in and says, can we please have a good practical example of CSR rather than all theoretical definitions? Corporate is just related to profit. Fair comment. We are going to come to case studies as well. Thanks for the text. Habiba Almarashi is here, founder and CEO of Arabia CSR Network. Mark Serrera from Companies for Good and Toby Simpson from the Gulf Recruitment Group.
Mark, I want to pick up, if I can, on the point that you were making about companies needing to understand that CSR is more than just a PR manoeuvre to do once and then post the photos and move on. That must be a challenge for you and for you, Habiba, as well, to educate companies about what CSR really is and how it can benefit them and how they can work within their industry and within their business to make it part of their fabric. Where do you start with that conversation, Mark?
Absolutely. It's a really good point. Basically, when you talk to a company, you need to help the company understand that they need to take a holistic approach to whatever they do in terms of CSR. So let me give you an example. A company that wants to do a tree planting event with their employees, which we totally recommend. It's a fantastic activity because not only you're helping the planet, but also it creates a lot of team spirit, employee engagement. However, we want companies to go beyond that. And for instance, we tell them, if you at your office every single day spend a lot of paper that you don't need, you keep printing, and then once a year you go and do a tree planting, you are not even offsetting half of the damage you're making. Why don't you start from the beginning of the problem, which is using too many things, using paper that you don't need? So let's set up a program within the company in which all the printers are going to print double-sided, for instance. You're going to be doing a campaign in which people only print what they need. So try to save as much paper as you can internally. Try to do things good from the beginning. And then if on top of that you want to do a CSR event to celebrate it, then fantastic. But try everything you do, try to take a strategic approach and do it holistically from the beginning to the end. So you minimize your impact, and on top, you're doing good for the planet.
Habiba, do you find that companies need help to know where to start with this? They know they want to do something, but do they need guidance in terms of what's possible and also the benefits that they can then see out of it? Because there's probably an assumption that it might cost them money to do CSR, but I mean, a lot of times it can save them money, right?
Yeah. So what happens many a times, organizations want to be running a successful business, but they are, at the same time, they want to be perceived by the society to be a very good corporate citizen, okay? That they are running their operation in a very responsible manner, that they care for the societies within which they are operating, that their impact on the environment is less, but how do you go about it? I personally believe that after the 2008-2009 global economic crisis and the financial crisis, a lot changed and organizations started looking very seriously internally at their own operations. How to become more cost effective? How do they run their operations in a more efficient way, yet with less amount of money? So it was a money issue that attracted the attention of the organization to want to put their house in order. And then they started looking at strategically, okay, this is an issue that is important for my operation and I'll have to put a proper KPIs for it so that I can measure it and I can see the result and I can convince the management. So it is not only about doing that for the sake of doing it. No, it's a proper business case, and it gave organization the legitimacy to operate. Okay, organizations that stood and weathered the storm and were very transparent in the way they were running their operations. They took care of their staff. They did not terminate people. They were very aware of the well-being of their employees. These are the organizations that commanded respect. And then there was a return from the employees, and there was the return on their investment from the outside society. And there are many cases in our region. We get to know a lot of these things from the platform that we have, which is the Arabia CSR Awards, which is, alhamdulillah, finished one decade, and we have just rolled the 11th cycle. Organizations apply through this award. So when they are applying, is really opening the door to see the different sectors and how they are translating corporate social responsibility into a tangible everyday work for their organizations. And this is very, very important. For a utility provider, what will be the main important issue for them? That I am providing the service to the society, I should provide it in a very cost-effective way. I should be very considerate of how much, where I'm coming, and what is the impact of the service that I am providing, the environmental impact. Am I benefiting the local societies in the country that I'm functioning? So are there job opportunities for the people? Do I have a proper career development plan for my employees? I always emphasize when we are dealing with organization, look in inside first. Put your house in order. Then look at internalization. Yes, you can do it together. Sometimes the internalization is a quick gain. Okay, you want to build your reputation, but you cannot build it on account that your house is really in a mess. Because your stakeholder are your employees. And if your employees are not satisfied and they do not have a proper image of your organization to reflect, you cannot gain new grounds, and you cannot be productive, and you cannot be profitable as a business. Many people say that CSR costs money. CSR does not cost money. CSR is an initial investment. You are investing, and then it's according to you, when do you get your return on investment? According to what you have put, what are the operation, what are the action? Sometimes you may have a very excellent strategy, but you do not have a good action plan of how to implement that strategy. That strategy will end in the end to be as good as the ink that it was printed with. You should have a proper strategy of implementation, a time frame, resources required. I hope people do understand that it is not something that is just trivial. When you start, you do not look back. You do not do the trivial part of it, or the ad hoc is where it costs you money.
Okay, so if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's back there, isn't it? But it's not hard to do. What I think is maybe hard, and I'm looking at some of the messages, lots of messages about this coming in, is changing mindsets. If you take something as simple as printing double-sided, for example, to save paper, to get that through to people, it's not whether you're printing double-sided, really. It's about the mindset of people. It's about making... This is what I take from what you said,
being
Mark.
Responsible.
It's about
yeah.
being responsible and seeing that filter through a whole organisation. You're not saying if you print double-sided, all of a sudden you are corporate, you're socially responsible in a corporate sense. It is about mindset change, and that's the key. So it's taking a lead, isn't it?
It is, indeed. It's about, as I said at the beginning, it's about thinking differently in any area, in any department of the company. CSR shouldn't be a department that sits somewhere and does things from time to time. It's not an add-on to the day-to-day business. CSR should be in the blood of the business. Everything you do, CSR, sustainability, this kind of responsible mindset should be embedded within how you do things at the company, how you operate. And if you manage to put that thinking within the way you do things, you'll see a big difference for the business as well as for the planet and for the communities. You can create a lot of win-win situations just thinking differently.
I am looking at you the way you are serving us water.
No plastic cups here, Habiba.
No plastic. Thank you very much. Exactly. Well,
we knew you were coming.
That was a conscious decision.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Okay. So you are serving me in a proper glass. Okay. You are saving money. And you are giving me a healthy water. Okay.
Yeah.
When the more you consume plastic, that's not acting responsibly. You are buying the plastic, you are giving it to me, but do you really know what happens? What happens to that glass, plastic bottle? Are you really recycling it? Where does it end? Does it end up in the landfill? Do you know what happens when it ends up in the landfills, whether we are talking about plastic bottles or any other plastic product? So acting differently and acting responsibly with a conscience. You know, when you leave the office, the simple process of switching off, you know, turning off your computers, but not only turning off your computers, pulling them from the switch. Okay, it's a discipline, is a culture, it's a way of life, it becomes in the end.
Do you think, Toby, that companies that have a strong CSR and a real strong CSR embedded in their blood, as Mark said, are they more appealing to people looking for a job? That's a better place to work, surely.
No, excellent point. Absolutely, almost across the spectrum. But what we found is, in a particular spectrum, particularly young people, and particularly Emiratis in particular, really pay a huge amount of attention, often more than financial rewards, on whether the company is giving back to society, particularly if it's benefiting the UAE as a whole. That's a massive, massive selling point. But it's more than just the recruitment, it's also the retention. Now, you think about trying to motivate your staff, and you're motivating them on a new business target, which is this year we're going to create, you know, 12,000 cans a day rather than 10,000 cans a day. Come on, guys, let's do it. It's not that inspiring as a goal or a mission or initiative. But if you as a you know, if your employees have that sense of well-being, that they're operating a business that does good, it does enormous amount for the level of self-respect, for their brand loyalty to your own company, and I think, as Habiba pointed out, how they represent your company externally, when they go and sell, when they're bursting with pride about the organization that they work for, it makes a massive difference. And it's not, we're focused a lot just on you know, the environmental, and I'm a massive hippie, I love my eco stuff, but that for me sorry, that for me is a small fraction of the benefit.
Absolutely.
It's the ethical sourcing. Yeah. Now, I'm, for example, you know, I'm a big advocate of fair labour, ethical labour, which has been traditionally a big problem over here. And actually, if companies just go about their procurement in a much more ethical manner, it can make a massive difference to the world.
It can. Absolutely. That's our massive resident hippie, Toby Simpson, with us this afternoon from the Gulf Recruitment Group. And Mark Serrera is here from Companies for Good, and Habiba Almarashi, founder and CEO of Arabia CSR Network. Text in, we're going to come to some of those in a moment. Balance is needed between the commercial and the socially responsible. That's a fair point from Ian. Corporate social responsibility is the topic. Mark, I want to ask you a question. Do you think it's more the case than ever that people are looking at employment in companies that are better, companies that encourage CSR thinking?
For sure, Tim. I think it's a really good point. And there are many studies now that show how doing CSR, taking sustainability seriously, attracts talent. If we look at the workforce in the world, in a few years, by 2020 actually, 50% of the workforce will be millennials, what's considered millennials. Mm. And many studies show that, for instance, the most recent one, that 80% of millennials want to work for companies that care about what the impact of the company is.
Do you think that's people saying that they want to do that for the purposes of, I don't know, feeding ego, or do you think that's actually what people
want? It could be, but regardless of statistics, who doesn't want to work for a company that has a strong sense of purpose? Who doesn't want to work for a company that takes care of their employees, of society, of the planet? A company that is responsible. I think most of us would like to do that, and that actually links quite well with the why companies should engage with corporate social responsibility. What are the reasons? And I think it can be summarized in three areas. One of them being that doing good makes people feel well, and it's something that we all want to do. I think companies are made by people, and people want to do good per se. So when companies engage with CSR and do good things, I think it's good for everyone. Then there's also the fact that the government has been investing a lot of resources and energy into making sure that the UAE is a pioneering country in corporate social responsibility. We had the year of giving last year. This year we have the year of Zayed. So if the government is investing so much and is setting a direction that is beneficial for all society, companies should also embark on that journey and do CSR and take it seriously. And then there is the last one, which we have mentioned during this session, the business case. There's a strong business case to attract talent, to keep your employees motivated, to attract consumers, to be positioned yourself as a company with a good reputation, as a brand that is desirable. And this is something that we discuss often with our clients, and we have many companies that are approaching us at Companies for Good, and they ask how we can do good things, how we can improve, and we help them, we give them ideas of things they can do either internally, so strategic programs that they can do to become a better business and minimize their impact on the environment and motivate their people, as well as things that they can do for the community, team building events, or other activities that they can do to support refugees, children with special needs, to support basically underprivileged people that need help, and companies have the resources to do it, and also people want to do it. And that's what creates an environment at the workplace that is beneficial for everyone.
We're clearly striking a chord this afternoon, guys, with this discussion. Lots of messages coming in. And Habiba, we were going to ask you for a good case study that you could share with us. But I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, because one of the messages is about a particular company who I know you have worked with. And it says, can a company like McDonald's, for example, ever be a good corporate citizen when its product is proven to contribute to major health concerns? What would you say to that?
We work very closely with McDonald's UAE, and I can confidently say that there are a lot of things that McDonald's does, and it's incredible. The sourcing of all their vegetable is done within the UAE from organic farms in the UAE. The meat is fresh, and it is sourced within the local farms as well. So there's a lot you are looking at providing businesses to the local market. You are looking at reducing the carbon footprint of the products coming from abroad. And one of the first organization, I mean, actually the first organization in the whole of the Arab world that started looking at their operations. You know, they have oil that they fry and all that, you know. The used oil, they looked at it and how can they reduce their impact instead of just paying money and disposing of it. So they invested a lot, partnered with a company, Neutral Fuels, turned their waste oil into biofuel, got the approval from the highest relevant authorities in the UAE. Today, McDonald's fleet all over UAE is using their own waste oil. So they are slowly but surely reducing. I'm sure they haven't made the return on investment, but they are becoming cost effective and they are turning into a circle, you know, closed cycle. Mm. So there is nothing called waste. Whatever is wasted is pumped back into their operations. They are very involved in supporting the educational institutions, in big investment, in turning the barren land of government schools in every single emirate. And we have done with them 14 schools. We are talking about a good football size, you know, 500 square meter of land, turning into a beautiful lawn with trees and everything. And the students themselves do that. And then they are maintaining those lawns and the gardens. So you are providing a natural habitat for the wildlife to thrive. You are providing an aesthetic environment where the children during the winter months can sit in the garden and enjoy it. And it's actually happening. We go, we see. In remote areas that we have planted, families have come to say that, wow, this is the only green patch that is in this whole neighborhood. We're definitely coming to spend a weekend in this place.
So is that the very essence, because we're going to run out of time, but the very essence of a successful CSR initiative, or it being in the blood of the company, Mark, as you said, look, yes, maybe our product isn't the healthiest. That's your choice how many times you eat that in a week. And you know, but what we're going to do as a company are these things. Is that the very essence of what we're looking for?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I find job opportunities. I have youth in this country. Am I really engaging them? Do I have I provided a career plan, internship, fresh graduate? So many areas that you can really add value to the country.
Do you know, while we're on job opportunities, I'm a text in and says, is Habiba hiring?
Yeah.
He's liking the topic. What's the name?
We really take a lot of interns, you know, and we build their capacity. And I'm not being arrogant, but I promise you, I've been told by quite a few government organizations when people go to apply for a job and they say that they have interned at Emirates Environmental Group and Arabia CSR Network, or they have worked with us, they skip the test part they are giving the job. This is how strong a platform we provide.
I'm up skipping into a job for sure. Iman, there's your answer. Congratulations on your next award ceremony, by the way. I know you've just launched that, so it's year 11 now. Habiba Almarashi is the founder and the CEO of Arabia CSR Network. Great to have you here. Thank you for coming in. Mark Serrera is from Companies for Good. Good to see you, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. And also Toby Simpson. Always welcome our hippie.
Absolutely, and offer a Big Mac after this. Absolutely, a veggie burger for the missus.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.